India's Women Warriors. Founded in 2006, the Gulabi Gang movement has been fighting back against systems of domestic violence and abuse.
One day, a man was beating his wife in the northern Indian town of Banda in Uttar Pradesh. Another woman, Sampat Pal Devi, tried to intervene and help her, so the man beat her too. Normally, that would be the end of it. Such beatings are not uncommon, especially for women on the lowest level of India's caste system, the Dalits, or untouchables, which both these women were. But the next day, Devi came back with five other women, all carrying large bamboo sticks called lathi. The man, it is said, was taught an ancient lesson in humility. That day in 2006 was the start of a movement that now involves hundreds of thousands of Indian women across Uttar Pradesh, India's poorest state. The women, mostly Dalits, are called the Gulabi Gang, a reference to the hot pink saris they wear to identify themselves. "I get a lot of respect and dignity when I wear the pink sari," one member told Canada's CBC channel. "Men speak nicely. They listen to me. They're not authoritarian anymore." The women say they are not a gang in the traditional sense, but a gang for justice. They are vigilantes, ready to defend women who come to them for help. Their first choice is to ask the police to do something. But in this part of India, the police are notoriously corrupt, and defending women against domestic violence is not something that interests them. "All our women can stand up to the men and, if need be, seek retribution through lathis," says one gang commander. Self-defense isn't the only skill gang members learn, though. They are also taught something equally essential in a society where wives are often treated as slaves: how to be economically self-sufficient.